And greetings once again. Welcome. Bienvenidos.
Hola.
Aloha. Anyhow. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Bonjour. Bonjourno. Guten Tag. Half a day. Salam. Shalom. Peace now. Go vegan. Peace now. Go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Vivisection Prison, Kilitary Industrial Corporation, in the bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the planet's first vegan radio show, hijacking the airwaves now for 6 years for the greater good. Remember, if we weren't on right now, what would be? There'd probably be a commercial right now for a slashed food restaurant, McDevil's or Murder King or Kills Jr. or When Dies. Skin and snout. Skin and snout. Skin and snout. That's what a hamburger's all about. What would be, could be on right now? The Impropaganda from Kentucky Fried Chicken or Dead Lobster or Up Chuck E. Cheese. Well, last weekend I was out at the Peace March, bullhorn in hand, and, I hope you were smiling for the camera, by the way. I just saw that the ACLU has released a new report revealing that the Pentagon collected more than 2,800 files involving Americans in a Pentagon anti-terrorist threat database, including information on hundreds of anti-war protests in several states. Included in the Pentagon database, the Sacramento chapter of Veterans for Peace, Berkeley Stop the War Coalition, and UC Santa Cruz Students Against War. So I hope you smiled for the camera there. I know that I did, as I had my bullhorn in hand, reminding the folks out there that peace begins on our plate, that it's a bit ironic to talk about saving lives while while the blood of a murder victim drips down your chin afterward, huh? You know, I mean, we might not be able to bring the troops home today, but you can stop bloodshed today and get rid of the blood that's right there on your plate. You may not be able to end the war in Iraq-Nam today, but you can end, you personally can end your senseless war on innocent animals by going vegan, completely vegetarian. Remember, George Bush eats meat. Gandhi did not. So I was out there at the Peace March as a counterbalance to the Impropaganda with the Propagandy. And I'm not just saying that because...
new one. I know, and you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
No, I just out there, you know, thinking that Bush eats meat, Gandhi didn't. And I was just hoping that we as a people might decide no more meat-eating presidents, huh? No more meat-eating, warmongering presidents. And while we're at it, how about no more meat-eating vice presidents also? No more meat-eating vice presidents who are into hunting, whose recreation is caged hunting of tame birds. You know, how about a vice president with a heart that works, huh? That would be great. And there were a few signs in the march for Kucinich for president, you know, Dennis Kucinich, member of the U.S. House of Representatives from Ohio. And while he is the leading declared Democratic presidential candidate, who's vegan, leave it to a vegan presidential candidate to propose a Department of Peace. You know, it is really hard to find vegans for bombing. You know, if there were such a political anomaly, maybe the candidate from that group, Vegans for Bombing, maybe that vegan warmongering candidate might get some meaty attention, maybe, you know, from the ABC and NBC, CBS, Fox censorship channel. Maybe a warmongering vegan candidate would get coverage. But, you know, Kucinich was engaged in a number of events in Southern California last weekend. But his people told me that the LA Times made a conscious decision to ignore him. A conscious decision to be ignorant. How unusual for the meaty, huh? Even the liberal meaty, You know, because the LA Times doesn't consider him a top-tier candidate, that he doesn't have the funding to be a top candidate, huh? But doesn't he have a wealth of ideas? But that didn't matter to the LA Times, you know, so maybe it's time to cancel your subscription, huh? As the media decide for us. And, you know, given the media's recent track record, you know, who are they, huh? And, hey, and wasn't it CNN's parent company running around planning suspicious devices around the country, around Boston this past week, huh? Who are the media anyway to judge anything nowadays, huh? If they truly had your interest at heart, why, there would be a disclaimer before every meat and dairy commercial that they run. You know, I reminded the peace marchers that meat and dairy kill more Americans every year than Al-Qaeda certainly ever will. In fact, you know, Al-Qaeda on its low budget can only send messages that tell Americans, keep eating what you're eating. Keep eating what you are eating, you know, because actually meat and dairy kill more Americans every year than all wars combined. 30 times more each year than died in Vietnam. 500 times more each year than have died in Iraq-Nam. So who's the enemy here anyway? Where are the congressional hearings on meat and dairy? Because we really do need a surge. We need a surge, all right. We need a surge of fruits and vegetables and nuts and grains and seeds. You know, I see Congress is having its hearings on global warming, bemoaning the political science we've been getting from the Bush regime. Oil company executives in charge of global warming policy. New news to Congress, but old news to Go Vegan with Bob Linden, as we reported it here months and months ago. Where, yeah, you usually hear it first, huh? And now Chairperson Henry Waxman is upset by the manipulated science. So, you know, when will this new appetite for science chomp on meat and dairy as prime causes of global warming? And lest you think that global warming is a farce, as the Bush regime would have you think, the British Meteorological Office projected just days ago that 2007 will be the hottest year on record. Blame it on global warming, it says, and El Nino. In a Reuters article, former World Bank chief economist Nicholas Stern said that urgent action on global warming was vital and that delay would multiply the cost by 20 times. According to the UN, the world's 10 warmest years have occurred in the last 12 years. So, yeah, what's so scary about global warming anyway? Well, scientists say that polar ice caps will melt, sea levels will rise, and weather patterns will change, bringing floods and famine and violent storms, putting millions of lives at risk. So, what can you do? You can go vegan. But please, I urge you, I urge Representative Waxman and his committee and Speaker Pelosi and Senator Reid and Hillary and Barack Obama and the nation of China, the EU, all of you, I urge you, please go to earthsave.org, earthsave.org, for the real science, not the Bush-influenced mumbo-jumbo. Read the report, A New Global Warming Strategy, How Environmentalists Are Overlooking Vegetarianism as the Most Effective Tool Against Climate Change in Our Lifetimes. It's by Noam Moore, who has been a guest on this radio show. It's archived at goveganradio.com, goveganradio.org. Quote, by focusing entirely on carbon dioxide emissions, major environmental organizations have failed to account for published data showing that other gases are the main culprits behind the global warming that we see today. And as I said, you know, perhaps we should be concerned about global warming, since the expected consequences include the coastal flooding, you know, not very good for island-dwelling people, and, you know, the increases in extreme weather patterns and spreading diseases and mass extinctions. Who knows? You know, maybe we go the way of the dinosaur. And why? Because you eat meat. Thanks a lot. Data published by Dr. James Hansen And by the way, Dr. Hansen is, you might think, hearing about it on a vegan radio show, that he's a cow hugger as I am, but Dr. Hansen is director of NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies. His data show carbon dioxide not to be the major cause of observed atmospheric warming. Quote, many other greenhouse gases trap heat far more powerfully than CO2, some of them tens of thousands of times more powerfully. By far the most important non-CO2 greenhouse gas is methane, and the number one source of methane worldwide is animal agriculture. Methane is responsible for nearly as much global warming as all other greenhouse gases put together. Methane is 21 more times more powerful a greenhouse gas than CO2, while atmospheric concentrations of CO2 have risen by about 31% since pre-industrial times. Methane concentrations have more than doubled, whereas human sources of CO2 amount to just 3% of natural emissions of CO2. Human sources produce 1.5 times as much methane as all natural sources. In fact, the effect of our methane emissions may be compounded as methane-induced warming in turn stimulates microbial decay of organic matter in wetlands, the primary source of natural methane. Still don't believe we humans are meant to be vegan? Fully vegetarian, huh? Well, methane emissions cause nearly half of the planet's human-induced warming. Now, it's questionable whether you have the right to take an animal's life, isn't it? As you do every time you eat a piece of meat, and in so doing, take your own life, as eating animals is the suicide diet, huh? But apparently, it's also the genocide diet. And I don't think you should have the right to kill off the entire human population just because you're addicted to flesh eating. You know, animal agriculture produces 100 million tons of methane a year. About 85% is produced in the digestive processes of livestock, and an additional 15% rises from the massive lagoons of farm animal waste, which are already identified by environmentalists as the number one source of water pollution in the United States. The good news is that while carbon dioxide may remain in the atmosphere for a century, methane cycles out of the atmosphere in just 8 years. So if everyone, including you, yes, you, go vegan, then the effect is what? Global cooling. Just like, you know, many diseases are reversible by going vegan. Even the environment is forgiving, and I don't know why. Go vegan for global cooling, huh? Go vegan. Save the world. Please. Okay? And, well, while you're in the process of going vegan, why not support the Vegan Radio Show, the most important program in radio, here to save your life and the planet and save humans from extinction. You can make your donation at goveganradio.org, goveganradio.com. You can donate online. Go Vegan Radio is a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center. So your donations are tax deductible to the extent allowable by law, so you can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 40246, San Diego, California 92164. Again, you can also donate online at goveganradio.org or goveganradio.com. And coming up on today's program, we have Kevin Lawrence, a listener who, when he heard listening on the podcast that Go Vegan Radio was involved with organizing a march against vivisection on the UCLA campus, Kevin returned here home to the Los Angeles area from Canada, where he now lives. He came back to town to burn his diploma. So upset he is with animal experimentation at his old campus, at his alma mater. So in just a few minutes, we will be talking to the very activistic Kevin Lawrence, who now is really committed to the animal cause. He's even started up a website called cruelty-free.com. So we will talk to the UCLA graduate whose diploma is now destroyed for the cause. He's coming up in just a few minutes today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up, and there's a tradition at Follow Your Heart. Follow Your Heart in Canoga Park, California, 21825 Sherman Way in Canoga Park. Follow Your Heart. It's where veggie-naise started as a sandwich spread and now has spread worldwide as the mayonnaise for vegans. Actually beat Hellman's or Best Foods in a taste test. But I want to direct your attention to Follow Your Heart's Valentine's Day and President's Day celebrations. Well, Wednesday, February 14th is Valentine's Day. And coming up at Follow Your Heart, you have the special brunch served on Saturday, February 17th, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a special French toast brunch stuffed with... French toast stuffed with cream cheese and apricot preserves, topped with strawberries and pure maple syrup, served with vegetarian sausage links and sliced melon. And it's available non-dairy using Follow Your Heart's vegan gourmet cream cheese, which I keep hoping is going to be available in stores anytime soon. So we hope for that. Extended hours open till 10 p.m. Valentine's night, Wednesday, February 14th. Valentine's Day dinner served 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, February 17th. Stuffed manigot filled with non-dairy asparagus mousse, topped with fresh herbed white sauce, served with a grilled artichoke, topped with a non-dairy lemon sauce, the chef's special homemade garlic bread, and your choice of soup or a special baby spinach salad with roasted peppers, almonds, and blueberry vinaigrette. So the Valentine's Day dinner is just $16.95. The brunch is $9.99. And let's see. So we have Evie's vegan Valentine's Day dinner, which is served from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Wednesday, February 14th. Savory, sweet, sautéed baby spinach, roasted portobello mushroom and sprinkled with pomegranate sauce, marinated, broiled with a tofu, sun-dried tomato, and fresh... Let's see here. Fresh cream filling, glazed acorn squash, sautéed seasonal asparagus, pepper sauce, beet, apple, and assorted vegetable salad, and the price includes super salad. Again, that's $19.99, and that's Valentine's Day, February 14th. So, you could be at Follow Your Heart on February 14th or on Saturday the 17th for those specials. And then President's Day brunch, Monday, February 19th, red, white, and blueberry pancakes. I guess we'll commemorate when presidents were actually elected, huh? Your choice of three golden buckwheat or wheat-free pancakes made with red raspberries, blue blueberries, and topped with fresh cream, whipped cream, served with vegetarian sausage and fresh fruit, and that's $9.50. Again, all of that at Follow Your Heart Natural Foods Market and Restaurant, 21825 Sherman Way in Canoga Park, California. Can visit the website. It's followyourheart.com.
Oh, no, now you're going to give the people animal burgers.
No, not when they can be giving the people sunshine burgers. Yes, sunshine burgers. You know, it's interesting because as we were talking about Follow Your Heart and veggie-naise, all of those come from a solar-powered plant, and Actually, with Sunshine Burgers, you yourself can be solar powered. Sunshine Burgers have been around since 1983, and now it is your turn to discover the delicious simplicity of organic vegan ingredients with protein-packed Sunshine Burgers. Protein from the sunflower, energy from the sun. Sunshine Burgers are simply delicious. The original is certified organic, ground raw sunflower seeds, brown rice, carrots, herbs, and sea salt. Totally delicious. Kids love them. Yeah, you'll love them too. And actually, there's been quite a demand on Sunshine Burgers. And if for some reason you go to your natural foods market and you can't find them, speak to the store manager, because I've been hearing from people around the LA area who have been getting Sunshine Burgers, and maybe they're selling out quickly, and you need to let the store know that it needs to keep Sunshine Burgers better stocked on the shelves. They're in the frozen food section of your natural foods market. And you can also get Sunshine Burger, the delicious Sunshine Burger. It's oven-baked, pre-cooked. You just heat and serve, and it's just totally delicious. And you have the Southwestern Sunshine Burger, which is quite delicious. And you also have the Barbecue Sunshine Burger with natural smoke flavor. No soy, no wheat, gluten-free Sunshine Burgers. Check them out. You will love them. And again, if you have any problem locating them in your retail outlet, speak to the manager and demand that Sunshine Burger be carried on the shelves. Thank you all.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
And we continue on the planet's first vegan radio program. And today, we will talk to Kevin Lawrence, who has really become an activist. Why, Kevin? What happened? Where did you go right?
Where did I go right? I listened to you, Bob.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. And happy 6th anniversary. Thank you so much for everything you do. You're amazing.
Thank you, Kevin. I really appreciate that. And you listen on the podcast every week?
Yep, every week we listen in Canada on the podcast and follow your lead and go vegan.
And you've gone vegan since listening to the program, yes?
I have. Actually, it was your program and that led me to a vegan lifestyle. We were vegetarian and crossed the line to the light side and went vegan.
That's excellent. And have you always had a concern for animals, or what's motivating you now to become as active as you are? I mean, I see that you're starting up a website, cruelty-free.com. So it's more than just passively going vegan. It seems like you're activated now.
We are activated. I've always been an animal person. I wanted to be a veterinarian when I was young and didn't quite have the grades at university to do that, but I've always been a lover of animals. And I remember an experience when I was very young. I saw my first protest as we drove by, and the word vivisection stood out to me. And I never knew what it meant until, obviously, I asked my mother, and she explained it to me, and it always haunted me. But I went along with my life and ate very little meat, but I was sort of part of the general public until I got my dog, and it all changed then.
Mm. Until you became friends with a food animal and clothing animal, such as your dog.
Yes, my best friend, Cody.
Your best friend, and I say that facetiously, as dogs are eaten in parts of the world, and more we're finding dog fur in retail outlets, and P. Diddy and folks like that have lines of fur, and lo and behold, they don't even know that it's dog fur. There's a dog fur industry in China right now. So when we can relate to the animals that we love who are right next to us, and think, you know, maybe we can make that translate to other animals.
I completely agree. It is disgraceful, the fur trade with with any animal, obviously, but what really did affect me is seeing the dog fur and the cruelty to dogs in China, and that really activated me to completely go vegan and to start my website, cruelty-free.com, which is sort of a MySpace that we actually launched the day before yesterday. It's a MySpace-type site for animal activists and vegetarians and vegans and people who care about living creatures and care about our planet.
Mm. So, Kevin, you were listening to the show and you heard that we were involved with organizing a protest at UCLA against vivisection, and you decided to show up for that.
I sure did. I had always thought, you know, it would be a good idea from, you know, listening to you talking about UCLA, I always thought it would be a good idea to show how I feel about their disgraceful vivisection program by burning my diploma. And I happened to be on the on an airplane listening to your podcast. I had thought the protest was in late February, and then when I heard, oh, it's the 19th, actually landed in Seattle, got right back on a plane and headed right back to L.A., and showed up the next day to be there and support you and support the prisoners in the cages and try to see what we can do.
So you heard about it on the plane. I'm glad you didn't demand that the pilot turn the plane and head to L.A. immediately.
Well, I did consider that.
Better that you wait for it to land and you travel legally.
That's true.
We have an Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act here, so you have to have to watch out for that. So it was great meeting you for the first time. You've listened for a while to the show, and there you were at UCLA, and we marched, and then we went to where were we? What part of UCLA? Bruin Walk, was it?
Or? Yeah, we did the Diploma Destroy on Bruin Walk, which is essentially the center hub of the university. Pretty much everybody walks through there. And we marched on several of the labs and their offices and around the hospital. And then actually we surprisingly got a meeting with the Assistant Chancellor Antoinette Mongelli.
That was shocking. I had never seen that result from a protest before at UCLA. I was suspicious. I didn't know what to expect. They said, would you like to meet with the what's her title again?
She's the Assistant Chancellor.
Assistant Chancellor,
yes. She's actually quite high on the food chain.
Really?
Yes.
Ah, okay. So we went in and describe what happened for our listeners. I mean, normally we're outside of a place like UCLA and we're saying, you know, nothing to hide, let us inside. Nothing to hide, let us inside. Well, they let us inside, but they didn't let us into the labs, but they did let us into the administration building there.
Well, they did let us inside, certainly accompanied by a small UCLA police army.
Yes, indeed. I noticed that.
You know, of course, don't be careful of the compassionate people. We might actually teach someone else to be compassionate.
Right. But you watch out, because if we do hand you a flyer, you might get a paper cut, and, you know, that could be serious.
This is true.
Yeah.
They asked a few of us to come up, and you went up, and I went up. And UCLA Primate Freedom went up, and a few other folks went up, and she, you know, obviously didn't let us into her office, but she did seem to listen. She may be a good actress, or she may actually care. She had admitted to us that she had never been into the labs and never even had a desire to go to the labs, but did assure us that she would check it out. I have since then emailed her and asked her to, you know, please follow through with her word and to do it unannounced so she could see what really goes on. And I certainly, you know, implore all your listeners to email her a nice letter saying, you know, have you checked the labs out? We would really appreciate it if you did. And I can give you her email address if that's okay.
Sure.
Her name is Antoinette Mongelli. That's Mongelli. Her email is amongelli@conet.ucla.edu.
Could you repeat that, please, for those of us who are daydreaming?
Yes. Antoinette Mongelli, her email is amongelli, M-O-N-G-E-L-L-I, @conet.ucla.edu.
Now, Ms. Mongelli is, as you said, high in the food chain there. And with all the controversy going on over vivisection at UCLA, is it not surprising that she's never visited the labs?
Bob, is it surprising?
You know, I mean, it's like, if she does, she might be marching with us the next time.
I think, if she does, she's going to be the next guest on your radio show.
I think so. Actually, some of the security contingent at UCLA that does march with us, I mean, they thanked us at the end. I think they're becoming converts, too. So
I'll tell you something funny. The police liaison graduated the year before me.
Oh.
And he said, he actually, I shouldn't get him in trouble, but both the escort said, we really appreciate what you guys are doing, and thanks for doing it in the manner you did it. I think it was a successful show of compassion that, who knows, maybe if we could get a few converts, then we've started something.
No, we're just trying to bring UCLA into the 21st century. Do you remember some of what was said by any or all of us to Ms. Mangelli?
Well, I know for myself, one of the things that I said is I always was a very proud Bruin. I mean, I loved UCLA. I went all through high school dreaming about going to UCLA, and I got in, and I really enjoyed it, and I had some good times and some good friends, and was always, as I said, very proud of the university. But I'm ashamed, and I'm disgusted, and I expressed that to her. I said, what, you know, has happened to my university? And who knows, it was probably going on when I was there, but I was ignorant to it. And I said to her that UCLA, being one of the top universities in the world, needs to lead the way in compassionate research. They need to stop going with the archaic model that they have now, and they need to show the world, this research doesn't work, it's not only inaccurate, it's cruel. And UCLA, as I said to her, needs to be the shining light for the research community and be a beacon.
Right. UCLA shouldn't be an institution of lower learning the way...
What you call it, Bob, the University of Cruelty to Laboratory Animals.
UCLA. And we have to fight for what's right. And
yeah.
And there are so many alternatives to what they're doing in the labs there.
Oh, there's many alternatives. There's supposedly over 400 different alternatives. The fact that lemon juice would be considered not testing animal standards, but arsenic, hemlock, and botulin would. It's ridiculous.
Mm.
Animal tests do not cross platform to humans. It's less than 50% reliable, and it just doesn't work.
And perhaps if we could have alternative tests, but still bring in the $200 million a year that UCLA brings in for its experimentation. I mean, I think that's part of the problem is the greed.
I believe it is all money-based. Just the fact of the amount of money that they get, I think that they have to spend money in order to continue to get their quoted money. And also just the fact that when drug companies go to court, if it behooves them to argue that the testing was unreliable or unreliable, they will do that. And if they have to argue the testing is reliable, they'll do that. They argue whatever side serves their interest best, and that proves right there that I think they don't even believe in it.
Right, yeah. And it's great that your education at UCLA did teach you that it was unreliable and not unreliable. So that's...
Yeah, I'm a little nervous, Bob.
No. No, that's great. So, but you don't have a diploma anymore from UCLA. So
I do not. It is fallen in the wind somewhere along Bruin Walk.
It is destroyed because you're embarrassed by what your school does. But you
mortified.
But you can be proud of what you're doing now because of crueltyfree.com.
Yes, I am very passionate about crueltyfree.com. We spent quite a lot of time building it, and I really think that we could help make a change. What we have a motto on crueltyfree.com that says, one vision, no division. And while some of us are very ardent vegans, and some of us are maybe Meat Out Monday vegans, everyone's welcome to join, and maybe we can teach people that veganism is the way to go, not just for the animals, but for ourselves and for the environment and for the earth.
Absolutely. Well, that's being shown time and time again with every issue related to environment and human health and of course, the animal suffering. So what do you envision for crueltyfree.com? You just started it, so what should come of it? What do you envision for that?
Well, Bob, I do believe that there's power in numbers, and certainly my goal is on a worldwide level to get 1 million, 2 million, 3 million members as members of crueltyfree.com. It is a software similar to MySpace, so you can have your own profiles and you can list your businesses and interact, and there's chats. What I want to do is build a community so strong that we can change legislation. I think if we could present to the Senate 1 million or 2 million signatures on an issue, Maybe we can help overturn the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act. Maybe we can help end vivisection. Maybe we can just make the world a little bit better for our kids than how we found it and how we destroyed it.
Mm. Well, great goals for a great new website. It's cruelty-free.com. And Kevin, you're up in Canada now, and you've moved to Canada.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And what about the seal issue there?
Bob, it's disgraceful. It is just such a bloodstain on the Canadian flag that we actually just got an email about it, that we might go to Ottawa to protest that. That's another economic issue. They argue that the fishermen and the seal hunters won't have an economic base if they don't slaughter these pups, which is ridiculous, because I'd rather see the government subsidize the pup slaughterers than to collect the tax money or whatever they do for it. I'd rather give my money to the fishermen or whatever they call themselves.
Right, and you know, maybe we could help them find alternative work to clubbing babies.
Absolutely, it's so embarrassing. People bring that when they hear them from Canada. They bring that up to me quite often, and I'm mortified of that as well. Maybe I'll protest. I'll burn my Canadian visa.
Be careful. You will be known as an arsonist fairly soon if you...
Well, they did try to do that. Remember at UCLA, they said, you know, you're going to be brought in on felony arson if you burn that. And we try it anyway.
So. Yeah. Fear tactics again, you know, from the Department of Deutschland Security. Kevin, we have maybe another minute or so, and I just wanted to make sure that you got to say everything you wanted to say while we had our time together here today. So,
I did. I just want to thank you so much for everything you do and how you educate me and so many of your listeners. And I want to, if I could, make a quick special thanks to someone who marched with us, Rebecca, who's a listener of yours in San Diego and who was our first member on cruelty-free.com. And she's reaching out to her MySpace friends and to everyone else and getting people signed up. And she's awesome, and you're awesome. And let's fix this place, Bob.
And you're awesome right back at you, Kevin Lawrence. Thanks so much, and folks can check out your new website, cruelty-free.com. I thank you for being with us here today, and thanks for coming to Southern California to burn your diploma.
My honor.
Thank you. Kevin Lawrence. What a good guy he is, huh? Went vegan from listening to this radio show. That makes my day. It makes it all worthwhile. 6 years of struggling to pay the radio stations. Yes, it is a bribocracy, and the radio stations demand money for this airtime. So it comes either through your donation or the advertising of vegan and cruelty-free products and services. And a great supporter of this program is Nutru, a vegan company. Nutru, N-U-T-R-U, Nutru.com. Jim Donovan, another special human being who actually cares about depleting the oceans and cares about your health and is responsible for Omega Zen 3. Providing high-potency vegetarian DHA, long-chain omega-3 fatty acid, a critical nutrient. DHA is one of the main components of brain tissue. It's required for the proper functioning of all neural systems, including vision. And recent research has shown that other omega-3 fatty acids, such as LNA and EPA, do not have the same health effects of DHA. In addition, the human body can only convert a small percentage of LNA or EPA to DHA. Therefore, DHA is the essential omega-3 fatty acid in the modern Western diet for which supplementation is indicated. Now, Dr. Dean Ornish recommends taking 3 to 4 grams of fish oil per day, which is equivalent to 360 to 480 milligrams of DHA per day. But he also notes that, quote, fish contains saturated fat and cholesterol, so fish and fish oils tend to cause LDL, bad cholesterol levels, to increase. Therefore, by taking one or two capsules of Omega Zen 3, you can get the amount of DHA recommended by Dr. Ornish without the risk of increasing your cholesterol. Okay? So, now, you have other supplements out there like flaxseed oil. For the average adult, 35 grams of flaxseed oil is necessary or are necessary for the production of approximately 300 milligrams of DHA. This is equivalent to 35 1,000 milligram capsules or 2.5 tablespoons of flaxseed oil. Obviously, that's a lot of flaxseed oil, and the quantities quoted are for minimal levels of supplementation. Then you have, you know, you don't even want to deal with the fish oil, right? But Omega Zen 3 contains DHA that's extracted from microalgae grown in fermentation tanks derived from cultures of golden marine algae isolated from the Pacific Ocean. One capsule of Omega Zen 3 contains 300 milligrams of DHA. This is the only high-potency source of DHA on the market, and Omega Zen 3 is free from all contaminants. And it also now comes in liquid form. I'm going to be hanging out with Jim Donovan at the Natural Products Expo in Anaheim. I hope that you'll come visit when it's there in March and come say hi. We'll talk a bit about Omega Zen 3 now in liquid form, and Nutru is introducing Itoka Chi 2. Harness the power of chi with more than twice the normal vitamin E. And you say tomato, we say Lycoten 6, a vegan lycopene. Yes, from Nutru. Go to the website, and you can find Omega Zen 3 at Whole Foods locations. And for more information, go to the website, Nutru.com, Nutru.com.
M-E-A-T-S-T-I-N-K-S. Meat stinks.
That it does. So why smell it? Why eat it? Why contaminate your body with it when you can go to a wonderful restaurant like Truly, Truly Vegan at 5907 Hollywood Boulevard, Hollywood, California. The phone number is 323-466-7958, 323-466-7958, and Truly delivers, Truly caters, and Truly has no animal ingredients on its menu. In fact, the menu says we want to make a positive and healthful contribution to society by using products that are animal-free. We are making a statement to ourselves and others that we are conscientious eaters acting toward the greater good of all beings. And how good can the greater good be? We'll go to Truly and find out. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all good, all delicious. Yes, indeed. Pancakes, soups, salads, sandwiches, burgers, wraps. It's all there at Truly. Noodle dishes and curries and veggies and rice. And yeah, you'll love it. Right at the 101 freeway, the Hollywood Boulevard exit. If you're stuck in traffic, just get off the freeway and get into Truly, 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson in Hollywood.
Don't want bird flu? Maybe you shouldn't eat birds. A chicken is a bird. Why does Canada let the baby seals be killed? Shame on you, Canada.
Aye, aye. And that's an amen to what Kevin Lawrence had to say, huh? I also want to point out to you Himalayan goji juice. Himalayan goji juice, the amazing Asian super juice that, well, Dr. Earl Mundell said it's the most important health discovery of his entire career. And lots of case history on it. Goji means happy. It's been known in Asia for longevity for forever. And it's known for pain relief, arthritis relief, cancer protection, overall cell rejuvenation. I suggest you go to the website. You can go to govegan.freelife.com, govegan.freelife.com, or you can talk to my friend Verona. She's a nurse, and she can talk to you about goji juice. Her website is happinesstoyourhealth.freelife.com, happinesstoyourhealth.freelife.com, or you can give Verona a call. Her number is 310-707-3720, 310-707-3720, or 310-833-3740, 310-833-3740. 3740, 90-day money-back guarantee with Himalayan goji juice. Calendar? Yes, community calendar. Okay. And, by the way, if you are traveling around, wherever you go, check the website, happycow.net. Happycow.net. Wherever you're going, it will tell you where the vegan restaurants are, the vegan-friendly, the health food stores, all at the website, happycow.net. Well, we have an amazing event coming up February 17th at Paramount Studios in Los Angeles. Why, America's sweetheart, Paula Abdul, will host an extraordinary evening of music and entertainment. The first ever star-studded benefit concert for the animals, Saturday evening, February 17th. Paramount Studios in Hollywood. This In Defense of Animals special event will help the animals still affected by Hurricane Katrina, as well as launch IDA's Disaster Relief Fund to help animals in future disasters and other IDA rescue operations throughout the world. The highly anticipated event will provide a memorable evening complete with red carpet arrivals, a VIP sponsor celebrity reception, specialty food stations, tantalizing gourmet vegan cuisine, and luscious desserts created by celebrity chefs and restaurants, and an after party featuring dancing with the all-star band and special guest appearances. There will be stellar performances by Chuck Negron, who was with Three Dog Night, and Howard Scott, who was with War, Robbie Dupre and Lester Chambers of the Chambers Brothers. The time has come today to go vegan. Stephen Bishop will be there. Gosh, I liked his music, huh? You remember? On and On. And what else did he do? A lot of great musicians there, stars, you know, just come on out, check it out. It's going to be a blast. Stephen Van Zandt, and, you know, just go to the website. It's idausa.org/concert for updates. And celebrities and other luminaries attending or lending their support include Grant Alexander and Ed Asner and Antonio Banderas and Ed Begley Jr. and James Cromwell and Michael Franks. I used to play him all the time when I was a program director in radio. He's a vegan. A lot of great music from Mr. Popsicle Toes, who, gosh, he had so much great music. And gosh, and Melanie Griffith and Tippi Hedren and just Joaquin Phoenix, and just a list of supporters of this great event, which you will want to attend, okay? The doors will open at 7:30. Tickets are $275 per person, or $1,000, which includes two VIP concert tickets and the VIP sponsor celebrity reception. Tickets are available online at idausa.org/concert or by calling the IDA office at 415-388-9641. 415-388-9641. And there are also sponsorship opportunities available. And just check it out. We hope to see you there. Also want to remind you that there is a global day of action against the Chinese fur industry. International Anti-Fur Coalition plans protests in U.S. and 10 other countries on February 13th. So February 13th is the day to protest the Chinese fur industry. For example, in Los Angeles, it'll be 11 a.m. at the, that's Tuesday, February 13th, at the Consulate General of the People's Republic of China, which is 443 Chateau Place in Los Angeles. So, and events are planned in San Francisco and elsewhere. Farm Sanctuary's Farm Animal Forum is April 29th at the National Constitution Center, 525 Arch Street in Philadelphia. It's a one-day conference where you can find out how you can become an active participant in national efforts to protect farm animals from abuse, educational opportunities for activists of all experience levels. If you register by April 20th, it's $45 per person. You must register by April 20th, but it's $45 per person if you register by April 16th. After the 16th, it's $50 per person. And college students are $35. College students, $35 for that event. Let's see here. Looks like I might be able to get to Animal News and Views. Let's see. All right, Animal News and Views, sponsored by Last Chance for Animals, lcanimal.org. Check it out. By the way, if you're involved with a vegetarian organization or animal rights group, and you would need a printing job done, it's Shalom Printing to the rescue. You get an extra special discount for your good work. Shalom Printing at AOL.com. That's the email address. So, Leo, could we maybe, I don't know, track 11 or can't have a vocal here. I can't compete with Santana's vocals, huh? Animal Acres, the LA area farm animal sanctuary in Acton, you know, near Palmdale, has two paid positions open. One is for a live-in full-time animal caregiver, and the other position is for a full-time administrative coordinator. You can send your resume to info@animalacres.org, info@animalacres.org. For the two paid positions, as I said, one is for a live-in full-time animal caregiver, the other for a full-time administrative coordinator. Well, a couple of weeks back, Smithfield, the world's largest pig farming operation, announced plans to phase out gestation crates, followed by last week's decision by Maple Leaf Farms, Canadian's largest pig producer, to do the same. Also, this past week, due to pressure from Farm Sanctuary, Marcho Farms, one of the largest veal producers in the U.S., announced plans to phase out veal crates. So that's good news. My friends in New York, Nancy Kogel, Michael Berenzweig, are doing their they're doing a radio show on WBAI, the Pacifica outlet in New York, similar to KPFK, KPFA. And they are reaching out for animal rights, or ROAR. And there's a website, GoRoar, GoRoar.blogspot.com. And you go to the bottom of the site to listen to the latest radio show that they produced for WBAI, the non-commercial Pacifica outlet in New York City. And I was speaking to Nancy on the phone a few days ago, and she was telling me her activism in New York is she goes on subway cars and announces the benefits of being vegan. Where was she when I needed her back when I was taking the subway to Stuyvesant High School in Manhattan from the Bronx every day? I would have gone vegan earlier in my life than I did, had somebody actually awakened me. And, you know, on the subway, you're just reading those dumb ads up above anyway. So she's making a major contribution by going through the subway cars there. Well, from All Headline News, well, you think you have a dysfunctional family? How about the royal dysfunctional family? Britain's Prince Philip has escaped prosecution following an investigation into the death of a fox during a royal shoot. The incident took place at Sardingham Estate, Queen Elizabeth's Norfolk retreat, during a shoot led by Philip last month. And how civilized that there would be a royal shoot and royal killing and royal murder and royal cruelty. How civilized, huh? Well, published pictures appeared to show a fox writhing in agony until clubbed to death by a member of the party. And under the 1996 Wild Mammals Protection Act, it is illegal to cause unnecessary suffering to any animals. But I guess Prince Philip probably had connections some way to escape prosecution. And Prince Harry's girlfriend, Chelsea Davy, is getting flack from animal rights activists because she attended a convention promoting big game hunts. So there's your dysfunctional family, your royal dysfunctional family for you right there. Unbelievable, huh? Well, a federal appeals court has ruled that horse slaughter is illegal in Texas, home to two of the nation's three processing plants. The decision issued, week or so ago, by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans, overturns a lower federal district court ruling last year on a 1949 Texas law that banned horse slaughter for the purpose of selling the meat for food. The lower court had said the Texas law was invalid because it had already been repealed by another statute and preempted by federal law. But in the Fifth Circuit's decision, Judge Fortunato Banavides wrote that, quote, "The lone cowboy riding his horse on a Texas trail is a cinematic icon. Not once in memory did the cowboy eat his horse," end quote. The ruling involves two of the nation's three horse slaughtering plants, the Dallas Crown Incorporated Slaughter Mill in Kaufman, Texas, and Beltex Corporation in nearby Fort Worth. A third plant run by Cavell International Incorporated in DeKalb, Illinois, is not affected by the ruling. All three facilities are foreign-owned, and well, there you have it on that. Let's see here. What else do I have in my file here? How are we doing on time? Oh, we actually have a little time here today, huh? Let's see here. Oh, manatees need better protection. I lived in Florida for a while, in South Florida, in Miami. I was the program director of Love 94, that music radio station there, and I didn't even know manatees existed before I went to Florida. Well, 2006 was a bad year for Florida's manatees, so says the Ocean Conservancy. Jessica Kolsch writing about that. The recent news about increasing manatee deaths, and these are sea cows. They're amazing creatures. You really go Google manatee to see what an amazing creature the manatee is. M-A-N-A-T-E-E. So it says the recent news about increasing manatee deaths, especially the high number still being killed by watercraft, is distressing. The important thing about the state's uncertainty over the actual cause of the increased mortality is this: it's as bad as ever and more serious than anticipated. So, well, you might want to check with the Ocean Conservancy and see what you can do to help the manatees. Be nice. Would be a good thing. Lion breeders in South Africa are crying over new laws coming into effect in March that ban most breeding for canned hunting. The South African Predator Breeders Association said these laws will make it financially infeasible to afford to buy village donkeys or low-grade meat from slaughterhouses to feed the lions. South Africa has about 300 breeders keeping about 5,000 lions. The South African lion breeding industry has grown rapidly over the past decade, as it is cheaper for American and European tourists to kill captive lions released a few days before hunting. Carl Van Herden, a spokesperson for the lion hunting industry in South Africa, said, quote, "An American will pay $60,000 for a 21-day safari in Tanzania and is not guaranteed a lion. Here, for $15,000 to $25,000, he can be guaranteed a lion, and we can even send him a photograph of the animal before he travels." So, you can see a picture of the animal that you're going to kill before you head out to do your fun killing. Pretty insane, isn't it? Of course it is. Okay, well, I guess we're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Please donate to support this show so we can afford the valuable and expensive airtime from radio stations. You can donate at goveganradio.com or goveganradio.org. Thanks for listening. Stop eating animals. Stop wearing animals. Buy cruelty-free. Thank you. Go vegan.